Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. Jack Burnham is here from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to help me with a story that involves the most glamorous and the most expensive and the most powerful corporation in the S&P 500. NVIDIA, you got it. The highest end of all, and it keeps on chugging. However, there is a desire for NVIDIA chips where they're forbidden. And Jack takes us to smugglers. This is the kind of smuggling that we could have guessed was going on, but there are details here. The Department of Justice unsealed an indictment on March 19th. Containing what, Jack? Who's smuggling and what can be done? Good evening to you.
Thank you for having me. The indictment that the Department of Justice unsealed was against two employees and one contractor of American computing firm Supermicro Computer. Now, this was a firm that it sells large server racks, so large collections of chips bound together, sells them to various AI firms to allow them to build out their large data centers. So Supermicro Computer isn't the one who's building the chips, but they're the ones who are linking them together and putting them into servers and putting those servers into data centers. Now, the DOJ has alleged that these three defendants, who are all connected to this firm, who itself is not named in the indictment, really conducted a very large and intensive smuggling operation over a number of years that smuggled allegedly $2.5 billion worth of NVIDIA chips to Chinese customers.
The smuggling is important to detail because the route they used is not obvious from my point of view, from reading about it. I always presume they could just put some in their overnight bag and haul, but you're talking about a large number of chips and the demand for them. So what we're talking about is involving the U.S., Taiwan, the mainland. Where is it in that chain that they worked? How did they manage this? Did people put in false orders and then they rerouted them? Did they build servers and they stripped out servers? What was their methodology?
I think the best way to think about their methodology is to really look at it, in two. I think the first method of how they transported the servers is actually one that's very commonplace. And it's partly why these type of smuggling cases are very hard to identify, is that the three defendants are alleged to have legally shipped large scale servers to their other offices,
right,
across Southeast Asia. So to Taiwan, to other places that have a land or.
I'm going to guess Taiwan and Singapore and Indonesia, Malaysia, all in that area. Yeah.
A lot of countries that have pretty close land border ties to China. And from there, the chips were smuggled across the border into the mainland. And so as a result, what it looked like on the surface was legitimate business transactions, but really these were being siphoned off to Chinese customers. Now, on the second hand, in order to fool U.S. customs officials and export control authorities, the three defendants set up entire fake warehouses of servers that they said were destined for Chinese customers or for legitimate customers that didn't contain the components that they said that they did. So in some of these, in the charging documents, there's actually photos of these three defendants putting together these elaborate fake servers that they used to fool and trick U.S. authorities into believing that these were the servers that were going to be sent to their customers, whereas the real components were shipped via a more circuitous route to Chinese customers.
I want to understand, a server contained the NVIDIA chips inside the server. So they're shipping the whole server, which could be bought by customers in the U.S., correct? I mean, this is a real, this is an item that's very expensive, and that's what Supermicro Computer sells.
Exactly. This is a common, the Supermicro is a linking point between firms like NVIDIA and the larger kind of AI, major AI players like Amazon and others, that what they're doing is they're providing the kind of raw infrastructure that the AI firms need to run their models and to deploy them. And so they're not the ones designing the chips necessarily. They're not the ones writing the models, but they're the ones providing that key. Those servers are really that key input that go up, that go into data centers that have popped up increasingly all over the country as the AI boom has expanded.
Now, here's the part that seems as if the U.S. hasn't thought this through. Chinese firms in the U.S. can purchase these servers with NVIDIA chips in them. It's the question of shipping them overseas that law enforcement interrupts. However, you know, that's like a big piece of the puzzle, is just getting them into the hands of the smugglers.
That's true. And that is a significant loophole in these types of technology controls, is that primarily U.S. enforcement mechanisms of these types of restrictions have focused on exports. They are focused on export controls, on customs violations. And the goal is to prevent the chips from leaving the country without a valid license, and to prevent them from going to, a foreign adversary, whether that be China, Russia, or some other type of foreign adversary. However, there is a loophole, and that loophole is the fact that Chinese companies can purchase these chips so long as they don't leave the United States. So as long as these chips and servers aren't going through customs or aren't being sold overseas, then perfectly fine to walk in and order these servers. And that's really in part an incentive to run these types of operations, because instead of having to not only hide the purchases on American soil and then smuggle them out of the country, really they're only left with a smuggling issue, which is, as this case suggests, can be easier to evade than I think we might wish it to be the case, and certainly that it might seem from the outside.
And what are your recommendations, both to the Department of Commerce and the Department of Justice? How can this be tightened up?
Well, certainly for the Department of Commerce's role in this, through the Bureau of Industry and Security, who's responsible for enforcing these export controls, really they've suffered from some significant personnel problem shortages of simply not having enough people to keep up with the insatiable demand for these types of servers. And that's something in which both the executive branch and Congress can come together and think about funding models to expand those number of personnel. On the flip side, Congress really does have a role in closing the types of loopholes in export control laws, including limiting Chinese firms' access to AI chips, whether or not they buy them in the United States or ship them overseas. You know, that loophole can be closed by Congress, and that's an area that I think there may be broad agreement on, particularly as the AI race continues to heat up.
And Jack, 30 seconds, do we know who the purchaser is in China? Do we have a name? Or do they have names, or they just disappear into the cloud?
From the DOJ indictment, it's a little unclear. It's certainly the case that Chinese firms have a broad interest, but in terms of those named in the indictment, I think it remains to be seen, and those details may come out further as the trial likely continues.
Jack Burnham, Senior Research Analyst, China Program at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.